A ramp.
Yeah.
A ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
This is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and Sante Center for Healing here with The Ramp, Ol' Monty.
Thank you very much, DJ. I want to talk to you guys about a new trend, and perhaps it's an old trend that died down for a bit and is now picking back up, but are either of you aware of the term hobosexual?
Just means you dress like derelict, or you just dress very ratty.
Yeah.
Jeans, like holes in your jeans and stuff.
I've been described as hobosexual.
So you, you're intentionally dressing...
I think you're mishearing what people are saying about you.
Oh.
That's not hobosexual.
Oh, that should be an M, not a B.
No. I'm just saying.
No. If you were an axe boy, then maybe you might be what you're talking about.
I'm an axe boy.
No. A hobosexual is not someone that chooses to dress like a homeless person.
Oh.
And they just carry around a
barrel on fire. I thought it was just
because
my
clothes
are always wrinkled.
Sticking spindle or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Bindle.
Talking to a rat. No, a hobosexual is someone that engages with a partner just for basically a home or economic stability.
Isn't that just marriage?
Well, in this particular case, you literally are like, I have nowhere else to go. I need to go find someone to fall in love with, or at least make them think that we're in love, just so I have somewhere to live. And apparently this has been a thing for a long time. They just never have had a word for it. Like, you probably won't find many references to hobosexuals and in old times, but now we have to have a trendy name.
I'll do Control F in the Bible and see if it pops up.
I don't know that you... I guess you could do it in an online version. But,
yeah. 21st century.
The hobosexual trend has gained traction recently because, you know, we're dealing with a sort of a economic decay. We have a little bit of housing problems where it's more difficult for people to... buy houses at this point. You know, the big saying now is, I don't understand why, or older people are like, I don't understand why you can't get a house. I bought my house for $38,000 back in 1975. What's so difficult now?
Yeah.
Well, the easiest thing to do, if you don't have a home, you don't have a job, and you don't have a life partner, is just go find you a... maybe even a sugar mama or a baby or a sugar daddy is a similar phrase. But in this particular case, you are just looking for somewhere to live, which makes me always think of someone that we reference quite a bit, where you're shacking up with someone that you normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
Just to get a house. And it seems extremely predatory either way, but for me... like, a guy doing it to a girl is really strange. And you'll see, like, a bunch of women on TikTok asking, you know, are there red flags in my relationship? Because this guy seems like he's only in this so that he has a roof over his head.
Yeah, he doesn't have a job, and all he does is just collect burritos.
Collect them?
Yeah, to eat.
Oh, well, that's just eating burritos. I don't think you're collecting them like they're Cooper Flagg rookie cards.
We just don't have time to, if we stop down every time.
Do you think that every time that you eat a cracker, you're collecting one?
Yeah, I'm collecting matter to put in my stomach.
Well, one way to tell if you think that perhaps you are currently in a hobosexual relationship is if at the beginning of the relationship, the person that you are with is overly affectionate, eager to please, and willing to give you whatever you want.
I thought that's just a person down for anything.
Well, this is if they are really pushy and don't want, like, they have no opinions on where you go to eat, or, I mean, I guess maybe you could misconstrue that as just they're desperate for any kind of lover.
Yeah.
But I think this is twofold because then they will also be more pushy to say, hey, how about we move in together?
Why don't we consummate this thing? Why don't we make it official and I move in? Yeah. And we'll move into your place, Zach, not mine.
Collect a bun for that oven.
And that's a big one, too, is if you look into people that are wondering, am I in one of these relationships? Every time that they offer to go to the other person's place, they make up an excuse.
We're spring cleaning over there, so it's...
yeah, just we woke up today and all of a sudden, wow, spring cleaning was here.
Dr. Pepper cans everywhere. You don't want to go to my house.
Landlord's fixing a plumbing leak.
It just, yeah, whatever your reasoning may be, you know, I have roommates and they suck or whatever. Just you're trying to be like, well, how about we go to your place one time and they won't let you.
And the alleging is that they're homeless, which is why they don't have a place, which is why they want to stay at the other person's
maybe
place.
Not homeless and like, again, the term homosexual makes it does sound like you're talking about someone that lives under a bridge. It's probably more like someone that is just constantly moving around.
A drifter.
Staying with friends. Yeah, you know, someone that is like, hey, can I stay on your couch for a week? Or, you know, they never have stable housing, but not your traditional live on a train hobo.
Yeah, I think if they're staying over for the full week and you both have jobs, that's a huge red flag because eventually you want to go home and have
clean just have time away.
Yeah, and clean your clothes and have, I don't know, your house is your house. Like eventually you want to get back to your house. Even if you're on vacation, it still feels good to eventually go back to your house. So if they're never going back, then that's a huge red flag.
Because I think you could even misconstrue that as, well, this person's just really into me. They never want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you're right. I think you should at some point, even if you are completely smitten by this new lover, want some alone time or want time just back to yourself.
Amen.
Whereas instead, you're already like, you know, setting up your part of the bathroom, putting your toothbrush in there.
Put your CD tower over by the TV in the living
room.
Yeah,
I guess if it was 1998, sure, that would be something that you might do.
Bring over your Xbox for her TV.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, yes, if it is the year of our Lord 2026 and they are bringing over their giant CD tower, maybe go ahead and just cut that one off.
Just everything else could be perfect, but... Do not ignore that red flag.
If they're still insistent that CDs are a big deal, then that might be a precursor to just get out of this relationship now. So just a PSA, if you are in the dating world, if you're in the dating game, like some of us are, a lot of fish in the sea, you got to be careful.
And stay away from gutter punks.
Right. And I will wrap it up by saying, I will offer my home to any lady if she needs it.
all of that said, anyone who wants
I'm willing to be the receiving end of the hobosexual
I'll have a
agenda.
Full homeless encampment in my home if I need to.
God, I would love that.